All right, I want to talk a minute about the film The Green Book, which stole the Best Picture Award away from Bohemian Rhapsody, which had won all the other awards, including Best Actor, which you really can't take away from that film. This movie, The Green Book, was an excellent film starring Mahershala Ali and Viggo Mortensen. Mahershala was an accomplished pianist, classically trained, brought up, learned since he was a boy how to play piano. He was put together, he was looking for a driver, and the driver that he ended up selecting, he got a recommendation, was Viggo Mortensen, who was a bouncer that worked at a nightclub and was in between jobs and he needed something to do. But the ironic thing was that he was a racist bouncer. So racist, in fact, that he threw away glasses that were drank out of his house by a couple of black guys that were doing a repair for his wife, and like probably on the refrigerator or kitchen area. So that was something that he had to overcome, which led to a funny scene, which when he was interviewing with Mahershala and Viggo was like, I drink with the colored folks all the time. They were over. I had a couple of colored folks over for drinks the other night. So that was pretty comical. But he ends up getting the job. Mahershala told him he was going to do his laundry. He was going to do this for him, that for him, this other stuff. And he was like, nope, I'm not doing that. I will drive you. I will get you from point A to point B. I'm not doing the other stuff. And on top of that, instead of $100 a week, you're going to pay me $125 a week. And basically take it or leave it. And he left. And he ends up getting the job, which bravo for him, right? That kind of leads to the next scene where they're on the road. They first take road stops in the West, where it wasn't so backwoods and racist and everything, not as much. But anyway, the racism I was talking about is where the movie gets its name, is The Green Book, which I had never heard of. It was a book, I guess, that was written for black people so that they could travel around the country and not get harassed, be able to sleep someplace when they're on the road in the deep South and in different areas across the country. And that's the book that they used when they were traveling from place to place. But the terrific thing about the film was more the relationship that was building between Viggo and Mahershala Ali, how they both grew a little closer and closer through the trips. And Viggo had gained 50 pounds to prepare for this movie to get more into character. And they show him, like, because he ate like a horse, just globs of chicken and a folded pizza and 26 hot dogs. I mean, he could eat so much. It was comical just watching him. And even Mahershala, he was like, wow, like, how can you do that? As they went from place to place, they got closer and closer. Now, the ironic thing was, if I haven't mentioned it, it was about Mahershala, was he's black. He was raised classically to play the piano. He was pretty much sheltered from, I guess, the other black community most of his life as he was raised. So in a way, he was kind of alone. He was kind of alienated from his family, alienated from white people, alienated from black people, except when he played his music. That's when you got to see him shine. And so as the movie progresses and their relationship builds, that was the magic in this film. And finally, toward the end of the film, Mahershala finally builds up enough confidence to turn down a gig at the end where he's in this banquet. He's going to be performing that night. He wants something to eat. And they're telling him to order something and go into the broom closet to eat it. And he was like, H to the nah, I'm not doing that. And so basically they leave. And they wouldn't bend, so he left. And they both of them said, forget them, let's get out of here. And then it was towards the end of the film, it was Christmas time. They drove all night, they got home, or drove all day, and they some ridiculous amount of hours and got back home to New York. And finally, Viggo invites him in. Said, come on in and meet my family. And Mahershala is like, no, I'm good. Going back home to my bungalow on top of the Carnegie Hall where I'll be alone, sucking my thumb, nothing to do. Well, he didn't say that, but after a while, he changes his mind and the doorbell rings and you're like, that's him, that's him. And then it's someone else walks in from Viggo's family and I'm like, oh, And then like right behind them, there's Mahershala. And you're like, yeah. So finally that they have that little reunion and the wife gets to meet Mahershala. And that was neat because Mahershala had called the wife and said, he's going to be gone for 8 weeks. Are you sure? Are you going to be okay with him leaving? And that was before the trip. And she's like, yeah, that's fine. And then she's the first thing that she told him when they embraced was, thank you for the letters. Because he had coached Tony or Viggo's character on how to write these heartwarming letters all through the trip. She had asked him to write letters. As long as you write me letters, you can go. Pretty much right after that, the credits rolled. And then I was reading on IMDb and I heard there was some controversy over how the relatives of Mahershala's character, the Shirley character, they didn't feel like it portrayed their relationship with the family properly, that there was more interaction than what was portrayed in the film. So there was a little bit of a controversy with that, but bottom line, I think the film is more than just about what the actual facts in real life are. It was more about their relationship they're building. Racism is stupid and it's so ridiculous, and how they were able to overcome that a little bit on both sides and come closer to each other. It was a great film. I was able to rent this film for 99¢. After getting free 99¢ from Google, they gave me a 99-cent rental, so I was able to watch this film for free, and I would give it 5 stars.